grown up in Christian school, already finished my first year of Bible college. For the first time in my life, I realized the Great Commission is a command. I thought it was just something for missionaries. Kind of like when God called me to preach. I just thought I needed to be surrendered to that. And I realized during that message that if we gather together in a missions conference like this, and at the end of the conference, we're all willing to go as missionaries, this is an absolute failure of a missions conference. The Bible doesn't command us be willing to go as missionaries. The Bible commands us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I was under such conviction. I came forward along with two other young men, and two out of the three of us ended up as missionaries in Africa. We just kept going. We just kept going, and God took us all the way to Africa as missionaries. And so in Bible college, my wife and I met on a traveling music ministry team. I took a missions trip to Cameroon. I knew right away God was calling me to Cameroon. I was a little nervous about coming back and telling my girlfriend what the Lord was calling me to. And, you know, mud floors, no electricity, no running water, all these bright and happy things that I was going to have to break down to her. I just lived in a mud hut for a month, and I was going to explain all that to her. And she had those journals. She had her journals from when she was in junior high and showed me when she was 13 years old that a missionary had come and she had surrendered her life to be a missionary in Africa. Well, the rest of the story is kind of here in testimony with my family. We have a video that I like to show at this time. It's a unique update because usually the video is over the last term on the field, but this video is kind of a brief overview of our last 21 years in the ministry there in Cameroon. And so I hope it's a blessing. I hope as you watch this video, you will not be mistaken to think that this is the ministry of the Sinclairs, all right? No, what you're about to watch is God's work in Cameroon, and we have the privilege to partner in what God is doing in Cameroon. And I hope that's a blessing to you. The pictures of the souls that you see smiling, you're probably not going to meet them in this life, but you will meet them one day, and that is fruit to your account. And I hope that's a blessing to you. Brother Bob. Greetings from the Sinclairs here in Cameroon. It's hard to believe it's been more than 21 years since we were first sent out by our local church, Calvary Independent Baptist Church of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And it's been more than 21 years since we were appointed as church planting missionaries with Baptist World Mission.
After Prefield Ministries, we got on a plane headed to Cameroon with our preschooler, Drew, our toddler, Kate, and our three-month-old infant, Emma.
My name is Andrew. I've lived in Cameroon for most of my life. I enjoy reading, writing, and listening to music.
I'm Kate, and my favorite activities to do when I'm on the field include writing, baking, and spending time with my cat, August.
Hello, my name is Emma. I'm a musician. I also love to read, and I like the outdoors.
My name is Faith Ann. I love swimming, drawing, and making silly videos with my siblings.
In 2007, with our co-workers, the Yiders, God enabled us to establish the Faith Baptist Church of Bamenda and the Bible Baptist Church of Bambili. Each year, I was asked to teach in the Fundamental Bible Institute of Sabga. This institute has trained more than a dozen men who have started more than 20 churches in West Africa. The Ministry of Education in Cameroon requires all students to take a weekly course called Moral Instruction. For more than a dozen years, we volunteered to teach this course in multiple public and private schools in our area. We have seen hundreds of students saved through the years from this exciting ministry. From 2008 to 2015, we saw the establishment of the Faith Baptist Church in Benakuma and the Faith Baptist Church of Benede. Even though these churches both had national leadership, the Civil War has nearly decimated both of these villages. Thankfully, some of the residents are coming back. One of the young men from Benakuma is in Bible college today, planning to return to his home tribe to revive these churches and plant new ones after his graduation. Around 2012, we started the Faith Baptist Bible College in Bemenda in order to train men and women for the ministry. Several of these students are in church leadership and church planting ministries today. In 2015, we began weekly evangelistic and discipleship trips into the village of Akum. Pastor Eugene, the first man ordained and sent out of Faith Baptist Church of Bemenda, eventually established the Living Water Baptist Church of Akum. From 2016 to 2018, I would pick one of the men in our Bible college to go with me as we made weekly overnight evangelistic and discipleship trips to the town of Kumbo. Kumbo is the second largest town in the Northwest region. In 2017, the separatist movement became an armed movement. Before this group in Kumbo of faithful believers could be officially organized into a local church, we were forced to evacuate Cameroon. It was on October 30th, 2018, that our lives and ministries were turned upside down. Our new co-workers, the Charles Wesco family, had just arrived and were excited about working with us in reaching Cameroon for Christ. On that fateful day, as we made our routine trip to Bemenda, Brother Charles Wesco was shot and killed. We were forced to evacuate the area. While still in shock, we escorted Stephanie and her precious 8 children back to Indiana to be with her family. We began to ask God, what do we do now? The Lord gave me a burden to share Charles Wesco's testimony with young people across America. We began to pray that God would call and send 100 new missionaries to Cameroon. For the next year, I traveled from coast to coast, preaching in churches, Christian schools, and Bible colleges. Several times per week that year, I had the privilege of preaching Christ, sharing Brother Wesco's testimony, and appealing to both young and old to obey the Great Commission. God brought more than a dozen to faith in Christ. Scores were called and surrendered to be missionaries, and God provided the healing and direction we needed that year to return to Cameroon and continue reaching Cameroon for Christ in one of the French-speaking regions. This past term, we worked with Pastor Eugene and his family, who relocated to the town of Kribi. Kribi is the largest city in the south region of Cameroon. With its newly constructed deep-sea port, Kribi is growing exponentially. By God's grace, the Bible Light Baptist Church has been established in this chief city and is faithfully pastored by one of our former Bible college students. For the past 21 years, our passion and mission has been to preach the gospel, baptize believers, train disciples, and plant autonomous New Testament local churches in Cameroon. Our strategy has been to follow the pattern of Paul in Acts chapter 16. When God called Paul's missionary team to reach Macedonia, the Bible explains that Paul planted churches in the chief cities of Macedonia. Our prayer has been that God would use us and raise up other ministers to plant fundamental Baptist churches in each of the 10 regional capitals of Cameroon. Over the past 21 years, God has raised up missionaries like us to plant churches in Yaoundé, Douala, Buya, Bafoussam, Bemenda, and during this past term, God established the Bible Light Baptist Church in Kribi. I spent much of this past term studying and practicing the French language. I did not expect to see much fruit because of the language barrier, but with the number of English-speaking refugees and with Pastor Eugene's ability to speak French, we did have the joy of seeing people saved, baptized, and discipled. Becca met with the young ladies each Saturday afternoon for fun and fellowship. Becca took these girls through the Spiritual Growth Series discipleship book we wrote several years ago. It has been a blessing to see the Lord work in the lives of both French and English-speaking people. So thank you so much for your faithful partnership these past 21 years. We trust that you will continue to pray for us and partner with us over the next 21 years and beyond. And to God be the glory for the great things he has done, and to God be the glory as we continue in obedience to his great commission.